This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So while we're concerned about threats from bombs, from airplanes being flown into buildings, from hijackings, from bioweapons with viruses and all sorts of other things, we are being attacked, I believe, on a nearly daily basis from these cyber warriors. The Colonial Pipeline caused such havoc, I believe the company pretty quickly paid the close to $5 million ransom. Then JBS Meat, this the world's largest meat supplier, got hit by a cyber attack. I believe it's Russian, the Russian group, I guess, Revil, R-E-V-I-L. I don't know much about these cyber groups or these alleged terrorists, but I believe they might have gotten paid also. Now, I thought we don't negotiate with terrorists. And I know that's a pretty gutsy move. Was that George Bush that first said that, or was it Clinton? Somebody said, look, we don't negotiate with terrorists. So you're going to mess with us, then we're going to mess with you back. We're not going to plead. We're not going to beg. Okay? I mean, you want to mess with us? No, we're not going to pay your $4.3 million. You want to cut off our gas? Do it. We're going to come back and get you with everything we've got. No, but that's really not the image of America. But the image of America is we find something that people care about. You guys might care about gas in your cars. I care about meat. If anybody decides to cyber attack a chocolate factory, I mean, I'll give up my whole house. I mean, I'll just, let me have my chocolate. So we're very vulnerable. And we've been talking about this for decades. We got ourselves on computers. Why is a meat processing plant, why is our food reliant on a computer? You take the cow, you hopefully they don't hurt it like when you get the meat from the cow, however you do it the most humane way. You take the meat. You process the meat by machines that don't really require any computers. You take the meat, you have a piece of paper, and you say, this meat is going to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll send it to this grocery chain. It's on that piece of paper. You can take a picture of the paper, send it to somebody else if you don't have a computer, and still send the meat. But we are so reliant on computers. So I'm watching that series, The Food That Built America. And you see the machines and you see them making the cans for the soup or the bottles for the Heinz ketchup and or the, you know, McDonald's, the machines to help make the burgers. And none of them are computer based. They are machines. And the only way that machine dies is if something happens to the machine and you could put a part in it and fix it. Now, maybe in the 1920s or earlier, they would, you know, somebody might attack and hold ransom a little nut or bolt saying, if you want to make your Model Ts, you need to give me, you know, $50 and I'll give you this bolt back. I mean, maybe there were criminals then, but nobody stopped production of food. Nobody stopped production of gas or whatever they needed to. Because there was a glitch or there was some entity from another country that had us by the cojones. And all of a sudden now, everything is reliant on computers. We've done this to ourselves. I mean, this is where survival of the fittest. This is where we are going to put an end to our species by being so gosh darn reliant on a computer. Remember in Florida, there was a small town where the water going into that city got hacked, the water system, and they were trying to flood it with sodium bicarb, or that, I mean, that could have really hurt people. And luckily, there was some overrides. But what are we doing to ourselves? I mean, if you really want to stop cyber attacks, get off the damn computers. Why are we so reliant on computers? There was a hospital system last year that got hacked. I think it was in the middle of COVID. That got hacked so badly that they couldn't order tests. When I was in training, you went down to radiology and said, look, I need an x-ray. They'll go and do an x-ray. The tests couldn't be done because it's all on computers. Medicines couldn't be administered because it relied on a computer. No, it doesn't. You take the vial, you take the syringe, you write it down on a piece of paper. We don't do that anymore. All our medical records are on computer. Looks like our meat, our foods are relied on computer. Our grids, our power grids, our gas pipelines. And you want me to go all electric? You want me to rely on a car that has all these computer? No, I want a car that, whether it's Walking Dead apocalypse, I could still operate my car. I want a machine. We love machines. Machines need to be cared for. They need some WD-40. But nobody in Russia or China or whatever, whoever's hacking us, can mess with a machine. Nobody can mess with your notebook. If you're worried about, well, how do people in California know what's happening in New York, then take a piece of picture of that piece of paper and you could send it to them. But we can use, why aren't we going back to paper? I mean, the reason why we evolved the way we did to the 20th century is because we figured out how to innovate, and it was really difficult for outside entities to mess with us. And now we have put ourselves in the most vulnerable position for people to hack our pacemakers? Are you kidding me? Why is a pacemaker on a computer? If I had a part that was supposed to keep my body working, and I found that it was related to, I wouldn't sleep at night. Pacemakers, our medical records, our food, our power, our gas. If you want to stop cyber attacks, first, stop paying the ransom. And everybody should, the Biden administration should mandate, everybody have a manual override. Just a manual override for everything. It's okay to go manual. 1-877, Dr. Sally, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Dr.Dahlia.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember the horse that won the Kentucky Derby ended up looking like they had a failed drug test, and then they decided to retest to confirm? Well, it has been confirmed that the Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, did fail the drug test. The colt may be disqualified. An owner would have to forfeit $1.8 million of the winnings. This was a second blood sample from Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit, and it was found to contain the steroid betamethasone. Betamethasone we use as an anti-inflammatory. We use the steroids we use to minimize inflammation. We use betamethasone a lot. We use it as a cream, on eczema. But it does sometimes allow a more, fit or ease in competition due to its steroid properties. And so following a previously failed test, Medina Spirit will likely become the second horse in the Kentucky Derby's 147-year history to be disqualified for steroids. Now, trainer Bob Baffert previously claimed that only 21 picograms of betamethasone were found in the colt's blood, while pointing to a skin ointment as the culprit. But apparently this is the fifth violation for Baffert over 13 months. He was previously fined in Kentucky and Arkansas, but managed to avoid a ban in Arkansas. The last Derby winner to be disqualified for failing a drug test was Dancer's Image. Dancer won the 1968 Kentucky Derby before an anti-inflammatory was found in its sample. If Medina Spirit is disqualified, then Mandaloon would be elevated as the winner. However, gamblers who bet on Mandaloon will not be able to claim any winnings. Oh, this is one heck of a cluster. Man. Now, Baffert, a Hall of Fame trainer, is suspended in New York and not allowed to enter any horses in the Belmont Stakes pending the Derby investigation. So the official announcement hasn't been released, but a lab at UC Davis confirmed that the second post-race sample found a prohibited level of the corticosteroid. Now, they believe it was used to reduce pain and swelling in joints, but that is an enhancer. It's an athletic enhancer in the horse world. And so, can't test positive for steroids. So they're investigating, and I'm not sure what happens with that, because if you bet on a horse, the horse didn't cheat. The, you know, owner cheat, or whoever, the trainer cheated, whoever. All right? Whoever made that decision, they're the ones that cheated. So if you put money on the horse and the horse won, you should be in the clear. But what about those who bet on number two? That stinks. And so, you know, is it really the bookie's fault? Is it the sports book's fault? It's not the sports book's fault, you know, but they would have, because now they had to pay twice. And people are not going to give their money back. So instead, the people that actually bet on the horse and they were right get screwed. In a text message to the Times, Brewster said the lab did not test for other compounds in the blood and urine, which could prove the trace positive came from an inadvertent and materially inconsequential contamination sourced from a topical ointment used to treat Medina Spirit for a skin lesion on his hip. Okay, that's where I would have just used Neosporin. I don't think I would have treated a skin lesion with a steroid cream. Now, Baffert previously claimed that only 21 picograms of the betamethasone were found. So picograms are really, really tiny. Now, Baffert initially blamed cancel culture for the positive test, but has since pointed to the skin ointment as the likely culprit. He said, also Medina Spirit was given an antifungal ointment called Otomax, and Otomax also contained betamethasone. Now, I have prescribed Mycolog 2 and Lotrizone. I really love prescribing the steroid antifungal compound creams, because sometimes people that have rashes that could be ringworm or could be eczema, they might not really fit an exact pattern. I noticed the creams work really, really well. Or sometimes people in the summer get very painful underarms. Either it's a heat rash or it's candida, yeast. So the cream handles both. And it soothes, it works quickly. Maybe the steroid enhances the antifungal component. You would think they contradict each other because steroids could allow fungi to grow, but I noticed that the combo creams work wonders. They're probably my favorite prescription to write. So, you know, if they thought he had a ringworm, maybe they'd give Otomax, but anyway. So they feel it was injected into a joint. Rules in Kentucky do not differentiate punishment based on the source of the substance, which can be given to horses. Churchill Downs said Medina Spirit would be disqualified if the split sample came back positive for betamethasone. So yeah, there's cheating, and it's just a shame, because I don't like seeing people screwed over. And the gamblers who put money on Mandaloon and were right are in trouble, or they don't get to win, and that really stinks. I don't know if there's lawsuits. I don't know if they'd have a lawsuit, because if they bet in a Las Vegas casino, and the Las Vegas casino said, look, you know, the winner of the race, and then once the race is called, that's it. Because I'm sure there are rules whenever you bet. If a game or a race is called, you know, that's why they don't reverse NFL games. You never, you know, you'll see that there's a bad call from the ref. You'll say, you know what, actually, the Cowboys should have won. No, doesn't work like that. They won't turn around and say, guys, the Cowboys won. It's whatever it was called, however the game was called, that's the way it is. And, yeah. Now, this was a horrible, horrible story. A bride was about to get married. She looks very pale in the pictures. And in a ceremony, this happened in India, she actually collapses of cardiac arrest. A doctor in the audience tried to save her but couldn't resuscitate her. So the family, the bride is named as Surbhi, apparently suffered a heart attack at the ceremony in Etawah City in Uttar Pradesh after exchanging garlands with husband-to-be Manjesh Kumar. This was part of a Hindu wedding. And a doctor from a local village called to the scene, couldn't save her. So rather than halt the proceedings, the families of both parties agreed to continue with the wedding ceremony by replacing the bride with her sister, Nisha. Surbhi's body was kept in a separate room while the festivities took place, and then she was later cremated. One of Surbhi's uncles, Ajab Singh, told Mail Online that it was a tough call for the family to carry on the wedding. She didn't look comfortable. I mean, in the image, you don't really see a lot of the women smile, but she looked kind of pale. She didn't look like she was feeling well. And unfortunately, she dropped dead. So her sister in the picture apparently married the groom. I don't know how you do that while you're going through all that trauma of, you know. Surbhi's brother, Saruba, said, "It's hard to believe a dead body was in the other room and a bride was being prepared in the next one. We did not know what to do in that situation. Both the families sat together. Somebody suggested that my younger sister, Nisha, should be married to the groom. The families discussed the matter and both agreed." I don't know what I would have done if I was the sister. I'm not really sure how it works, you know, in terms of marriages or, you know, in terms of a wedding. And if you spend all that money on a wedding, do you just continue and move on? Do you, I don't know. I mean, I remember the whole, you know, Jacob and Rachel, and, you know, the father of Rachel tricked Jacob, and you're very gowned and veiled, and he marries Leah, the older sister, who he didn't want to marry. She wasn't as pretty as Rachel. So then he had to work for the father, be married to Leah, until he could finally marry Rachel. And these tricks would happen in biblical times, and, you know, marrying who you want to marry, or, you know, is a luxury that many of us take for granted. You get to find somebody, you get to fall in love, and then you get to marry them. Yet in other cultures, it's marriages are arranged. And if it's within minutes of a family member dying, and you now have to step up and marry the groom of somebody who was supposed to marry your sister who just died, I guess that's what you do. I don't know if I would really do well in those situations. I'm pretty independent, and I pretty much want to marry who I want to marry, and I'm pretty vocal about that. And so that's very crazy. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. All right, when we come back, all right, Biden administration is getting pressured to give away some of the vaccines, and the FDA has had to recall an unauthorized at-home coronavirus rapid test because of false results. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY.
Thank you. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat producer is coming back online Wednesday after a weekend cyber attack. JBS expects to have nearly all of its processing plants running again across the country, in Australia and Canada. The company is saying it's not sparing any resources to fight the threat. Cybersecurity expert Dave Kennedy says U.S. companies should be on high alert.
What's happening is you have companies that aren't taking cybersecurity necessarily seriously that control critical infrastructure. And then you have, you know, the sophistication level continuously raising by these organized crime groups that continue to grow.
Israel is planning to ask the Pentagon for $1 billion this week to upgrade its missile defense system. That word came from Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who's visiting the Middle Eastern country. He's also inspecting damage from 11 days of rocket attacks from the terrorist group Hamas. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats hold a seat in a special election.
In a special election Tuesday, Democrat Melanie Stansbury won the New Mexico congressional seat left vacant when Deb Haaland became the Secretary of the Interior. Stansbury, a New Mexico state representative, defeated Republican State Senator Mark Morse, with multiple news organizations calling the race for Stansbury. New Mexico's first congressional district, which includes most of Albuquerque, has been represented by a Democrat since 2009. The race extends the Democrats' slim majority in the House, 220 to 211, with four seats still vacant. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Donald Trump Jr. is accusing New York Attorney General Lolita James of leading a political persecution against her father, former President Donald Trump, with her office's investigation of the Trump Organization. James' office announced in May they were investigating the Trump Organization, although no mention of any specific crimes that were being investigated. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Biden, or I guess whoever is running the Biden administration, needs to make a decision pretty soon. In April, the Biden administration announced plans to share millions of COVID-19 vaccine doses with the end of the world, or with the world, by the end of June. God forbid, we don't want the end of the world. But he's supposed to share a bunch of doses, millions, in the next few weeks. Nations apparently are still waiting. We're being told they're impatient, and they want to know where American surplus vaccines are going to go, how they're going to be distributed, who gets them, How much time do they have to prepare? And according to Fox News, to President Joe Biden, the doses represent a, quote, modern-day arsenal of democracy, serving as the ultimate carrot for America's partners abroad, but also as a necessary tool for global health, capable of saving millions of lives and returning a semblance of normalcy to friends and foes alike. Very nicely worded. The central question for Biden, then, they say, is what share of doses should be provided to those who need it most, and how many should be reserved for U.S. partners? So if this is a currency, all right, then, again, this is where medicine and politics don't mix. All right, if America wants Canada on their good side, Mexico on their good side, but we're having countries like Iran struggle with COVID, Russia is struggling with COVID, not that we're going to give our shots to Russia, but, Chile's having cases, Iraq, Philippines, there's Nepal. Do we give them to our southern and northern neighbors, which helps protect us, but it's not exactly to the people who desperately need it? These are some tough decisions, which is why I think presidents have to be very, very careful just making these announcements going, we are going to do this. And then, okay, well, yeah, how is that going to work? We're going to pay for everybody's college. Really, how? How does that work? Especially when some people are spending $60,000 a year for one person, $60,000. When are you going to be a little bit more practical with these sound bites? So the answer right now appears to be that the administration is going to provide the bulk of the doses to COVAX, so they're going to punt them, where the UN-backed Global Vaccine Sharing Program will then distribute them. Now, I think that's a good move. If you don't know where to send it to and you look like you're going to get faulted no matter what, give them to the UN and let the UN decide who needs them. That's probably the safest way to go. Now, the percentage is not yet finalized, but they say it's going to be an immediate boost to the lagging COVAX effort. COVAX has only shared about 76 million doses with needy countries. They call them needy countries, quote unquote. So the Biden administration is considering reserving about a fourth of the doses for the U.S. to dispense directly to individual nations of its choice. So again, they could barter with it. It's a bargaining chip. You back us up on this vote. I think it's really easy with the migrant situation. Give Mexico vaccine and tell them to control the migrants coming into America. I think that's a great deal, but not going to happen. They say the growing U.S. stockpile of COVID-19 vaccines is seen not only as a testament to American ingenuity, but also global privilege. So now there's global privilege. America is going to have to apologize, looks like, for being globally privileged. Well, that's where things are going with this. More than 50% of Americans have received at least one dose. I think we're up to 63% of Americans have received at least one dose. More than 135 million are completely vaccinated. So that is over a third. So our cases are dropping. Our hospitalizations are dropping. We're doing pretty good. I'm pretty excited, which is why we're opening up. And I'm glad we're opening up. We still have COVID out there, but I don't think we have to be closed down to deal with the thousands of cases that we're still grappling with. Now, scores of countries have requested doses from the United States, but to date, only Mexico and Canada have received a combined 4.5 million doses. That was, I believe, of the AstraZeneca vaccine that was given earlier in the year. The U.S. has also announced plans to share enough shots with South Korea to vaccinate its 550,000 troops who serve alongside American service members on the peninsula. I think that's a smart move also, especially since North Korea is a threat. They say the broader U.S. sharing plan is still being finalized, the White House official said, having been the subject of policy debate inside the White House and across the federal government, and also giving COVAX and other stakeholders like drug manufacturers and logistics experts. So they have an arsenal of vaccines, Biden said on May 15th, and he announced that the U.S. would share more doses. Well, people want to know, when is that coming? So, we're not sure if South Korea, when somebody asks South Korea is going to pay for the doses, we don't know. But, this is one of those things where if Americans don't want the vaccine, how long does the Biden administration hold on to them? Being in medicine, and understanding how public health and epidemiology works. If you have a population that says, heck no, 100 million of us will not want the vaccine, don't hold it for us, we're never going to get it, give it to other people, those 100 million doses could actually make a huge dent in the COVID fight. Because as we see, variants are being made in Vietnam and India and, you know, Brazil, even California. I mean, variants are made whenever there's hot spots. So the idea of, if you guys aren't going to use them, fine. We'll give them, we'll help the global fight. And then when we get more, when you want, you know, maybe if we get more, you change your mind then. But America doesn't want to do that. And some people are happy about that, where America wants to make sure that they have plenty of doses just in case people change their mind. Now, people will change their mind. If COVID comes back, if the variants come back, if people see a family member of theirs die of COVID, they completely change their mind. And people are still changing their mind. But the majority of people will say, look, no, I keep saying no. I keep telling you no. Don't offer me beer. Don't offer me sweepstakes. I don't want the vaccine. Should we give the vaccine, their vaccine away? Now, I think America realizes that people will change their mind. And they're like, we need to have it just in case they change their mind. That's why I said, suggest they have to pay for it. Say, look, guys, it's going to be free until July 1. But if you change your mind, you're going to have to pay for it. Now, I know they promised free vaccines, but I think it's ridiculous that we're spending all this money on incentives. All right? If your school or college is going to mandate vaccines and you don't know that yet, all right, that's not on us. We're offering the free vaccine until this date. And if you don't use it, you lose it. We will have vaccines, but you're going to have to then pay for them because we will have paid Pfizer for more vaccines. But the free ones run out. Get your free shot now. Or forever hold your peace. And if you want a shot later, you'll have to pay for it. And you might have to wait. I think that's going to get the ones that are reluctant and on the fence. There's a lot of people out there on the fence. And they're like, well, I'll wait till the fall. And you don't know if your shot's going to be there. So if we're not going to approve the AstraZeneca vaccine, and we have millions of doses of AstraZeneca vaccine, I'd say give those away. I mean, we aren't even using AstraZeneca vaccine. President has promised to share 20 million doses of current Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson vaccine stocks. More doses are expected to be made available. As long as Pfizer and Moderna are still able to make vaccines and they don't get cyber attacked because everything is based on computers, I do see some hand technology also being done on the vaccines. But for the most part, it's machines and equipment that are computer generated. So we're assuming those machines could keep running. I hope there's a manual override. But COVAX is led by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and the World Health Organization to help it procure and distribute vaccines. And COVAX has committed to sharing the doses with more than 90 countries, including many with which the U.S. has tumultuous relations. Well, again, you know, that's the thing with this. All right, whether you like Iran or not, or Russia or China, we need it curbed, because it doesn't matter where the virus is in this country, it ends up coming to America anyway. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was an interesting email. He wishes to be anonymous, but he has an employee that actually wants to work. This is interesting. We have people out there that actually do want a job, and this employee wants to work so badly that he keeps telling his employer that his coughing and his illness is not COVID. But the employer does not trust the COVID test he takes. And so he's asking, what is the most reliable COVID test? So I would suggest, if at all you're concerned about the accuracy of the COVID testing, I would suggest that you refer him to the health department. These at-home tests are supposed to be foolproof and fake proof, but unfortunately we heard today that the FDA has warned customers to stop using an unauthorized COVID-19 at-home rapid test, an antibody test, over concerns that the kits may produce false results. The kits produced by LePou Medical Technology were distributed to pharmacies to be sold to consumers for at-home testing and made available through direct sales, even though they did not have FDA approval. So everybody's trying to make some money, as you see. And so, we knew this was going to happen. I mean, that's just, it's unfortunate. According to safety communication issued by FDA, the LePou Medical Technology SARS CoV-2 Rapid Antigen Test Kit and the Lecurate SARS CoV-2 Rapid Test Kit Colloidal Gold Immunochromatography could result in false test results, which may cause people harm, including serious illness and death. Now, the antigen test is conducted using a nasal swab. Now, nasal swab is different from nasal pharyngeal. The nasal pharyngeal swabs are the swabs that are the ones that hurt. They aren't comfortable by any means. They're the ones that people hate, and they're the ones that go all the way up the nose to the back of the throat. The nasal swab is the one that we do, you know, a lot of times with flu, and, you know, it's the little, you know, we'll just kind of go into the nasal vestibule. You might tickle a touch. And so I fear that people having a nasal pharyngeal swab test, only doing it nasally, is not going to get a proper specimen, which was actually a big issue I think we had throughout this whole time in terms of, oh, yeah, I tested negative for COVID. And I'm like, was the test uncomfortable or was it pretty simple? Oh, the test was easy. I didn't gag, nothing. It just went in my nose. Did it go deep? No. Well, then it probably wasn't that deep sample. If you don't get a good sample, you're not going to test positive. So the antigen test was conducted using a nasal swab. The antibody test needs serum, plasma, or blood samples. And the FDA said it has serious concerns about the performance of both tests. Healthcare providers who use the antigen test within the last 2 weeks and suspect an inaccurate result are advised to retest patients using a different kit. Those who use the antibody test recently and suspect a false result are also instructed to retest patients using a different kit. The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to 380 tests and sample collection devices since the start of COVID-19. So at-home tests save money, they save time, they save people coming off work. But, you know, I'm telling you right now, with the patients I see online throughout multiple states, people don't want to test positive. Now, maybe they don't want to test positive because they don't want to miss work. Maybe it's because they don't want to then commit their family members to having to be on quarantine. And by the way, vaccinated people still have to quarantine if they have symptoms. If you don't have symptoms and you've been exposed and you're vaccinated, you don't have to quarantine. But if you have possible COVID, they don't want you around other people. The CDC still has you, whether you're vaccinated or not, if you're sick with coughing, sneezing, fever, they want you staying home. And this is the argument people will give me. They're like, but I'm vaccinated. And I go, but here's the thing. Even if it's not COVID, should you really be at work with a fever? Should you really be sneezing and coughing in front of other people? Now, before COVID, you could go back to work the next day. As long as you didn't have a fever, you could go back to work. And people were coughing, and we said, look, can you please stay home? And nobody would stay home. They used up all their leave early on, which is another issue we have to talk about. And so people would go back to work sick. But, now we changed the rules with COVID. Going, well, if at all you're sneezing or coughing, you got to stay home 10 days. Well, COVID is a different illness. COVID does last longer. Maybe with the flu, you don't have to be home for 10 days. But we still want you home. If you have a fever or the flu or coughing or sneezing, we still don't want you coming to work. So what do you do if you have an employee that might be faking it? Well, you're allowed to, as a boss, have a policy that if somebody is ill, they don't come back to work until they're cleared by a medical provider. I mean, how many times does stomach bugs fly throughout the office of the department? Look at what happens on cruise ships. Now, that might not be COVID. That might be norovirus or some other stomach bug. But if everybody's vomiting and having diarrhea, you're allowed to tell them to stay home. So there's a big debate on what do we do with sick leave. Well, a big problem I noticed was people use their sick leave for summer vacation. So you get a certain amount of weeks, certain amount of time, and it usually renews January 1st. So January 1st, you get leave. Now summertime comes, or spring break even, you get antsy that you have all this leave and you haven't used it yet. And you're like, well, I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to need to go to the doctor. I might as well use it for my vacation. So people use their sick leave. And they use their vacation leave. I mean, they'll call out sick, but they'll use their leave. Then all of a sudden the fall comes. Coughs, colds, flu season comes by November, and everybody's out of leave. Now, there's going to be pressure by the government to have employers give more leave. But it's expensive, because when you give leave, not only are you paying for full salary of that one person, but you have to hire another person to cover that shift. So now you're paying twice. Asking for more leave starts to really, pinch these employers, especially small business. So my suggestion is to have leave restart October, November. That's what I would do. I've been mentioning this for a while. Because then, if anybody was sick, if they used it for being sick, they probably used it during cough, cold, winter season. They had it then. Then by the summer, when they don't usually get sick, there's really no need for sick leave. They could take vacation time, or they could, whatever. But then, at least, they didn't come to work sick because they ran out of leave. And then right before next flu season or cold season, they get their new dose of, or their new aliquot of leave. It's just a shame, because I know people call out. I get it. And to be able to get paid while being on vacation, if you have the leave, why not? I get that. The problem is they're all out of their leave until January 1st, and they're coming to work sick. So if you have a person that is coughing or sneezing or whatever, and they say, but I'm COVID negative, say, yeah, but there's millions of other things you could be making people sick with. So don't come back until you have a clearance from your doctor. And when the medical provider clears you to go back to work, then that protects the patient, and that also protects you as an employer. Because the other thing that nobody's talking about is, if COVID was leaked, or we're having this issue with, now we have some countries in Asia grappling with new variants. Is it a new variant, or is it another leak? Are we going to be looking at new viruses? There's some people that have been sick that are testing negative for COVID. What if it's not COVID anymore? What if it's a new virus? We just don't know. So it's not that everything is COVID or not COVID. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.